All right, so our listener Chantel is getting married. There is one thing, though, her fiancé is not budging on that really kind of matters to her. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Chantel says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I'm getting married soon, and I've hit a bit of a wall with my fiancé.
Okay.
He's made it very clear that he does not want to wear a wedding ring.
Okay.
And it's not like he's got a job that's preventing him from wearing one. He says that his dad never wore one. He didn't wear one in his first marriage.
Okay.
And he just doesn't like wearing rings or watches at all.
Not a jewelry guy.
Normally, I'd try to be flexible, but this one's tough for me. Mm-hmm. My ex has been cheated. So I'll admit I've got some baggage. I know that a ring doesn't stop someone from cheating, but emotionally it still feels important.
Sure.
To me, it's a visible sign of commitment, like a little, hey, I'm taken and I'm proud of it kind of badge you carry.
Yeah.
I've tried to meet him halfway. I even suggested a tattoo on his ring finger instead.
Oh.
But he said no because it goes against his religion.
Okay.
So now I'm stuck feeling like something that matters to me just doesn't matter to him. I don't want to start our marriage off fighting over a piece of jewelry, but I also don't want to ignore something that feels meaningful to me. So how do I get him to understand why this matters without turning it into a bigger issue than it needs to be? Or do I just need to let this go?
Oh, wow.
That's tough.
That is a tough
because
one.
Because I kind of approach that the same way. Like, I'd be bothered if my husband didn't want to wear one.
Yeah, I mean, it's like it's not like you don't see married guys not wearing rings. I mean,
Prince William doesn't wear one.
I was going to say, I see them all the time.
Yeah.
And I don't know necessarily why or one reason or the other.
Right.
When I remember the first time I put on my wedding ring, my finger felt like it was thumping.
Oh.
Like I could feel the blood rushing between, because I'm typically not a jewelry guy either.
Right. It just felt weird. Had to get used to it.
It did. And so it was a strange object on my hand now.
Well, and I was thinking, okay, suggest the tattoo. I know a lot of people do that. But yeah, she already suggested that and he said no.
Man.
So I don't know,
You know,
any other compromises.
I know several people who have gotten the tattoo.
Right.
Who, you know, because of their work.
Right.
They can't wear a ring.
Right.
And so
because of their profession,
he's like, yeah, I'll get a tattoo on my ring finger. And also wears a ring on top of the tattoo when not at work. So that is a thing. Interesting.
Well, and Tom Holland isn't wearing a ring, but rumor has it he's married. They're probably never going to confirm that, by the way.
Okay, that's a side quest.
I'm just saying, it's an example.
All right, have you dealt with this specifically? Like, one of you doesn't want to wear the ring.
Your button head's on this, and it doesn't seem to be any sort of a compromise. Is there something you can think of that would make her feel better, that's an outward display that he's going to be okay with?
Yeah, and several people are bringing up, well, what about like a silicone or rubber ring or something like that? No. I think that's the same thing.
Yeah.
Right?
It's just feeling something around the finger thing? If he doesn't like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. 502-795-1997. Voice notes, you can send us that. That's quick, easy. You can call us or text, especially if you've been in this situation. You've crossed this bridge. How did you do it? What's your story? Okay. So Chantel's getting married. Her fiance is like, I will absolutely refuse to wear a wedding ring. And that's kind of a sticking point for her. It's 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, so one thing that kind of stuck in my mind, and Laura tossed this out there too, what happens during the ceremony when they do the ring exchange? I mean, that's a part of most wedding ceremonies that I've seen.
Yeah, I mean,
so what do we do there? Do we just do hers and not his, or just get like a little cheap one just for that moment?
For that moment, then
yeah,
it's
he
done.
Just doesn't wear one.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Andrew, the love doctor, calls our show, not a real doctor, but sent us a voice note.
Yeah, guys, this one's tough. I don't know, maybe he wears a necklace with a ring around it. You know, there's got to be some type of compromise on his end, because that's what marriage is. It's a compromise, right? So there's got to be something that he does or is willing to do that will be able to help her.
Got it.
Get past the fact that he's not wearing his wedding ring. And yeah, that's a tough one. Or, you know, she could say, oh, the wedding's off, you know, I don't know. Anyway, Keep on loving, guys.
Okay. All right.
It's casual. Just...
Adam said, bottom line, they both have to decide if it's a deal breaker.
Yeah.
One of them is going to have to give in. There's not much middle ground here. Is she willing to lose him over it? Is he willing to lose her over it? And so I was like, all right, well, how do you figure out who's the winner, who's the loser? Do you like rock, paper, scissors it?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe roll the dice? I take odds, you take evens, just make it as simple as that.
Ophelia,
and that's the winner, the texts winner and loser.
In and says, what about a tan line? It seems like a lot of upkeep to like continue to have a tan line on your hand.
Right, you would have to like put a ring on and then
tan
go
it.
Tan your hand.
And so it'd be like every few weeks you'd have to like up that. Krista says, I'm the wife who doesn't wear a ring. Not because of cheating, wanting to, etc. I just don't think about it because I don't wear jewelry except to special events. My first husband demanded that I wear one, so I wore it. Didn't keep him from cheating, though.
Ooh.
Current husband of 10 years bought me a ring. We took it back. Waste of money for us. Even if you do get him to cave, yeah. He likely won't routinely wear it routinely if he doesn't like the way the ring feels.
Yeah, is the marriage more important to you or the symbol of the marriage, ultimately, is what she's got to really dig deep and see. And you know what? Honestly, if she has a ring and she loves looking at it, then maybe that's what do you trust your husband?
Well, hopefully you're getting married.
Yes.
So maybe are we just saying, hey, Chantel, just you wear the ring and let him be ring free? I think that's maybe what we're saying, right?
Yeah, but there is a lot of people pointing out just the lack of being willing to compromise at all on this could be problematic in what else is he going to not compromise on when it's something as significant to her, but in the grand scheme of things is kind of a little sacrifice to have to make.
Right.
Not sure. Sue Ann's like, why should she have to wear one? Well, probably because she wants to.
Yeah, that's, yeah. All right. Well, I don't know if we landed on something solid here.
No,
but
yeah. I think ultimately she's going to, if he's really never going to budge on that, then she's got to decide ultimately, okay, is that going to be a deal breaker for me? Or is this like one little speed bump?
Right.
But everything else is worth
it.
Well,
guess what?
So
there's going to be a lot of speed bumps in life. So
yes.
It just depends on how well you can handle this, how big of a speed bump it is for you, and how you move forward. So,
yeah, and maybe it's a thing where, okay, let's get you one. We do the ceremony with it, and then maybe you just wear it on special occasions.
Maybe that's a compromise.
And,
yeah,
and then
maybe
you're
that
in your everyday life or whatever, if you don't want to wear one, then okay. But if we're going out to like a fancy dinner or something, a special occasion, you wear it.
All right, good luck. Let us know what happens.
Yeah.
That's group therapy.